All right, you got.
Why every time I smile, you ask me, what am I doing?
Okay. You show all of your teeth.
My teeth are beautiful.
But you've always had a beautiful smile, too. It's just extra big.
I love it.
So check it out, you guys.
People paying for these lips. Kylie Jenner, shout me out. You know what it is.
They really are.
They are huge. Both. She got a horse mouth too. Lionel Richie, I can name them all.
Horse mouth.
Me.
You know what? Welcome back to.
Welcome back. We gotta do that. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
They are so gonna get sued.
So, going to jail.
Okay, directly there. I've been there.
Don't pass go.
So the thing is, welcome back to Elastic Conversations. This is our amazing new podcast streaming everywhere on all services.
All services. We got Google Play. We got iHeartRadio. We got YouTube, Apple. Instagram, Apple, and us. We're all you get three.
Did
at
you
one.
Say iHeart?
I did iHeart.
Okay,
iHeart,
yeah.
iHeart, yeah. And then YouTube. Uh-huh.
I just feel amazing
Instagram.
With iHeart because you know it's like
it. Justin Bieber.
They have like big old concerts.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like iHeart. We're on iHeart. So, but yeah, welcome back to our episode 4. And today we're actually going to be talking about what the hell did the pandemic teach you? Or what did you learn during the pandemic?
What did people show you? Did they show their asses? Because I know people that showed their asses during the pandemic. You know they did, Keisha.
I mean.
People showed their asses. Jobs. I'm going to say jobs. Jobs showed their asses.
The job showed their asses.
Family showed their asses.
Okay, so
friends showed their asses.
We're just going to jump right on into it because it looked like you have a lot to say about what the pandemic showed you. So
you are.
Okay, so aggressively ready.
Yeah, stay ready. You don't get ready, you have to stay ready.
So here we go. What did the pandemic teach you about folks or jobs?
You know what? The pandemic taught me that I am not the one to clock in. It gave me this entrepreneur spirit where I was doing what I'm doing now, but now I'm doing it with a LLC and an EIN and a tax ID because I learned a lot from being at home. I was looking at Instagram, looking at Ellie Talks, which is a young lady that tells you all about how to get business credit and start a business. So it taught me that I'm not the one to clock in. That's why I worked at tattoo shops, been a bartender, worked at salons, because I'm not corporate material.
Okay, ma'am.
Okay, you had lost. So you had lost me. So now I know what you're talking about.
Yes,
when you say clock in, like clock into a job.
To a job. Okay. I'm an entrepreneur. I learned the steps to make sure that I got financially stable off of my own.
Okay, so folks is you.
I'm gonna say folks is me.
Okay.
Folks is you.
Folks is me. And even when people like, well, we don't mess with people that just got money in 2019, 2020. Well, I'm them folks. So if you don't want to mess with me, new money is good money, right? I mean, everybody has to start somewhere. So my thing that the pandemic showed me was I can't say I want to run my own business and have my own company and not put the works behind it because faith without works is dead. So the pandemic made me push and thrive and get my hustle on with my box trucks company and everything else that I have going on because I don't want to clock in. I don't want to keep making the CEO rich. He driving up in a Lambo.
I get it.
You see what I'm saying? And I'm stressed out on the job, can't spend time with my kids, missing milestones for to make somebody else rich.
Okay, well, the pandemic was a positive aspect of your life.
It pushed me. It was like God said, you're so complacent and so comfortable, I'm gonna push your ass out there.
Well, it's a good thing.
I love it. So hey, financial stability and entrepreneurship became, that's why nobody's taking these jobs out here. Everybody's waking up and realizing these companies don't give a damn about me. I could die tomorrow, be in an obituary, and my job will be
filled.
And
your job will be in the newspaper.
Yes.
Okay.
That day.
In the 1X.
Okay, yes.
The
1X. And they're going to have it may be filled while y'all playing, because HR going to have a sister to have a friend that they're going to bring on in.
Yeah.
And they're going to take your seat like you ain't never experienced nothing at that job. Like you ain't never been a
part
of
the job. So you kind of realize that being in the corporate world, you're just a number.
Well,
you're just pretty much like a sheep.
And deeper than that at this time, we need to be building generational wealth. And my kids can't take what I've done at a corporation with them and grow from that and build houses and more generational wealth and have my kids for generations paid for. So I can't do that there because it's so cutthroat.
I got it.
Yeah, so that's what the pandemic taught me. Folks.
A better you.
Yeah.
A better me, a more aggressive me, teaching me how to hone in on my hustle to get it money financially.
Well, that's what's up.
Not just talking about it, being about it. Mm-hmm. What about you, Keisha?
Oh, the pandemic taught me so much.
Oh,
really?
It did. like you, the pandemic also taught me, I think the pandemic taught everybody to sit your ass down.
Oh, I love it.
It taught you to be grateful for what you have, because a lot of the hustle and bustle that we were doing was not necessary. So everything, it shows you that God is real. Everything that you need, he will provide. You couldn't go out and do things like you needed to do before, like you were doing before. Everything that you needed was provided. I think it put everybody on the same playing field as far as monetarily, because a lot of people that didn't have got during the pandemic.
That is so true.
I'm them people.
So that is so true.
So many people were able to do things that they haven't done before.
And you know what I want to touch on? How it also crumbled facades of people that were acting like they were keeping up with the Joneses and had it going on. Their companies closed.
Yeah.
Stuff went down in flames because it was all fake. And they didn't even have it going on the way that they presented it to be. And they couldn't even survive during a pandemic. So it's like the underdogs, for some reason, came up on top.
That's what I said. It put everybody on the same
page. I love it. Exactly. Exactly.
It made you sit down. Go back to how we were raised.
Yes.
With family. Yes. You couldn't go to different places. So kids had to be smarter, play outside, do different things.
Get creative.
Be creative.
Get creative with everything.
I think the pandemic, it has shown us to be more.
Going back to the original. Going back to the staying at home, cooking dinner, being with the kids.
Back to the basics.
And taking it back.
I mean, everybody that was brought up back to the basics.
Us 80s babies.
80s
babies.
We turned out great. Look at this side out.
And he holding the mic today, y'all, so this is serious.
I'm going to hold this microphone today because,
y'all remember what he said.
Let me just say, we came from some baby boomers, and I'm just going to say, you guys, I mean, y'all had to hustle and bustle and, you know, conform, you know, but we didn't necessarily have to, but we welcome what you've done. Yes. But yeah.
But it taught us, we were brought up, and I think our era was not lazy, because right now everything is to the microwavable. Everything is fast paced.
Popcorn quick.
We had to look through the encyclopedia. I think, in the world is Carmen Sandiego? That has just came out.
What the hell was she?
Yes. We had to look through the encyclopedia.
Well, not even the encyclopedia. I remember because we had a study in our house.
Uh-oh.
Yes, we had a
study. Bookshelves.
Okay, we had Britannicas, you guys. We had fucking Wagners. We had everything.
Encyclopedias.
Yeah. We had everything. Like, I did not have to go to
the library.
The library at all. Either. Like, when we had to research, we had to research.
But
like,
that's what I'm saying. We didn't have a touch of a...
Or a computer.
We wasn't Google intelligent.
What was it
that just came out? IBM had just came out. People were just starting to see desktops.
The cell phones were this big.
They were huge.
We didn't have cell phones.
We had beepers and cell phones.
But cell phones came out a little bit later, though. I remember my mama having a big, humongous cell phone.
And it was in a leather case. And you would have to charge it in your middle of the case
it
of the phone.
Like a house phone.
And my mom would have it in the middle. We had a Benz, and the Benz had the big phone and the armrest in the middle.
Yes, it was.
And you would lift it up.
Yes, it was.
You would have to, like, it would still have a cord on the end of it. That's how, that's we tell our age. Yes, it did. A rubber antenna.
Having a goddamn portable phone,
a
portable phone, was just like one thing, like a cordless, not portable, cordless.
Cordless phone.
Because I remember going to the Dollar Tree, child, and I had to get me like a 150-foot cord.
Oh, my God.
And I had that and my ID box.
Oh, that's when we didn't have call waiting almost. It was like your thing would just go dun, dun, dun.
Well, come through Southwestern Bell.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, so that's what taught you through the pandemic. Yeah, a lot of people did have to go back to the basics and everything. I feel for me, what taught me in the pandemic is, this actual country is amazing. It truly is, because I went through a road trip during the pandemic, you guys.
Oh, you mean visually?
Just everything. Just everything, because everybody had to kind of just basically stop.
Yes.
Okay.
Stop what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And I remember, like, I don't recall being in a pandemic because I really don't watch TV in the first place. So I didn't know what was actually going on in the world. But I do know for me, just traveling and getting a chance to travel to different places that I've never traveled before on a road trip like Idaho. Mm-hmm. I've learned during the pandemic that we all want the same thing. We truly, truly
do. You would say Idaho. I don't know why that just makes me Idaho. Y'all remember this? Okay.
But I didn't go there like that.
I did not go there like that.
But I'm just saying, for me, the pandemic just taught me that
you didn't
all
need
pretty
anything
much
to enjoy
want
life.
The
it was
same
the country.
Thing. It
was
brought people to a place to where we had masks. Like, you had to see who I was. You looking at me in my eyes when I'm talking. You can't look at my mouth. You can't look at anything else. You have to make eye contact with me. you see me. Oh. It's basically what I was saying. You truly see me. And then when I took a moment to kind of really look, when you're riding around the neighborhood, I just remember, like, as kids, us going outside. Mm-hmm. And going to the neighbor's house. And I remember knocking on LaDonna's door. What's good, LaDonna? But, you know, knocking on the door and saying, can she come outside and play? Mm-hmm. So I saw families outside playing. I saw them getting back into nature. I saw them getting their hands dirty. Mm-hmm. Like, so making.
I hear you saying you started feeling more appreciation for the simple things.
The
life.
Simple things.
You enjoyed the simple things.
Absolutely. Definitely the simple things. And just everything that just, like, not being able to go to a restaurant, having to cook,
yes.
Making it bring out your creativity.
And making you have to spend time with family and cooking in the kitchen together.
Absolutely.
And coming up with meals together.
And sometimes realizing that family's an accident at birth.
Ooh,
but with that being said,
we love them anyways.
We don't choose them, y'all.
Yeah, absolutely. So those are some of the things that the pandemic actually taught me. You know what I mean?
That's awesome. It also made me put into perspective family, because I felt like I was moving so quickly. I was on a schedule. It was like I was a robot, just a machine moving. It's like I would drive home from work and not even realize I drove home from work because my mind was just so out of it. I'm focused on, okay, when I get home, I got to do this, and this. Today, I got this, and this done. It stopped me in my tracks. It was like God said, hold up, everybody tripping. I'm finna hit the reset button and y'all finna sit y'all asses down.
The reset button.
The reset button.
So that's
button.
What it happened. That, yes. That's what happened. The reset button.
It
and what did you reset to though?
Well, it took me back to the originality of family. Of family. Of like Keisha said, when you can't go out to you gotta cook. So now you're conversating with your children and asking them, what do you like to eat? What do you want to do today? Because they're home all day. They wear our faces all day. Okay. If you don't have kids, you don't feel me. But they wear our faces all day. And that actually opened doors of conversation. And that opened doors of becoming more of a family unit and actually sitting down and eating together. Because it was nowhere else to go. It was nothing to do. I mean, you could be on your iPad, but you weren't going to be out with your friend at the mall. You were going to be at home with mama.
Did you shop during the pandemic?
Online, I did. Amazon was there every day.
Really?
I got bored and I have children.
Did you shop?
I don't think so.
Not online?
Mm-mm. I didn't.
I think I shopped because everybody kept saying how much they shopped. And I was like, well, well, everybody else shopping. Is this what you do during the pandemic? Shop? So that's when I jumped into it and was like, okay, let me get on this Amazon shit. And I got to know Amazon on a different level.
I don't think I did.
I didn't shop, but I also know that during the pandemic, I realized that how much the news is actually
garbage.
It will evoke some type of fear in people
and
to
division.
Where, And division.
That's the point of the news, but that's why it's media. Important for you to do your own research and become, you know, the pandemic also taught me that
come on, what is it?
People need to do their own research and stop believing everything that they hear. What is it? Believe half of what you...
Half of what you see and none of what you hear.
Is that what
yes,
it is?
Yes, half of what you see and none of what you hear, I'm telling you.
Well, whatever, but I'm just saying, you need to do your own research because these people want ratings or do anything to say anything.
What is it called? Clickbait?
It was a lot of false information that was thrown around. And
then on top of that, it was a lot of information given out. If you look on how the only people that were doing like the stock brokerage and the crypto were wealthy, but now regular people like me that I went to school with and dealt with are getting wealthy and rich off of the stock market and the crypto because that information was given all over a lot of different social media platforms like Instagram. People had more time to research. And so to me, it also opened doors of, let me tap into something else. I don't have to be a rapper or a basketball player. I can be a freaking production team.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't have to be a dancer or a track star. I can trade stocks from where I'm at.
Yeah, it made you hone in on your true talents.
Yes, your passions.
Your passions, different things.
Or things that you just never thought was there of yourself.
So that's it made you sit still. Like she said, hit the reset button, sit still, think about some things that you want to do that you haven't done, spend time with your family. And I think that when those kids were out of school, oof, that was the most horrible time of my life. figured out, I don't know how
Lord.
To y'all teachers, because baby, I have a
teacher. Shout out to all the teachers. Yes,
because I'm old school. Oof. And the way we learned, is not the way they teaching these kids now.
Not at all.
And so
they slowing them down.
As long as you come up with the same answer I got, let me look.
Because okay. You know what? I was going to say the same thing because I was at my mom's house and I had my nieces there. I didn't know that there was a new math.
Oh my God.
No, it's a slow math. It's not new. It's slow. They're
it's
making
a
them
way
draw
to
pictures.
Kill trees. Yeah. Okay. Because
you
God
are,
damn it.
It's extended versions.
Okay. It's too much version. Okay.
It's the wrong
but
version.
But is it too much homework for the kids? Did you learn that?
Yes. It was too much of everything.
For the mamas
it was
had
for
to
the
do
mamas.
It. Yes.
It was too much homework for the parents.
Yes.
Because why are you emailing me and calling me and doing all this? And these kids don't have to turn this in until the end of the week, but you trying to fill their day up, but you want me to do it. Like, it was too much.
It kind of seemed like to me that when they would get their assignment, they would have one assignment and then the next day it would be something totally different. They didn't even understand that
assignment.
There
was no structure. It was no structure. And it was like a sped up version of school because they were just trying to hurry up. I was definitely the teacher.
And I didn't know what I was teaching.
Let me tell you something. I started getting so frustrated. I said, we are not drawing circles. We are not crossing stuff out. We are going to calculate this with our numbers. Like, they were not going to dumb down my child. Like, I saw the dumbness of it.
It wasn't
and I know why.
That's why I have none of that.
No. They were dumbing her down for the ESL.
Were you frustrated because you couldn't get it?
No.
You were frustrated. You got challenged.
Yeah. They was trying to dumb
you got challenged. You challenged. You got challenged.
I started questioning me.
I am not smarter than the
I started questioning my degree. I was like, did I really pass? Did y'all give me this shit?
No,
Texas State?
It's
because they want them to.
They want them to what? Not have a childhood. Not play outside.
No.
Not get any vitamin
D.
I
think the teachers are dumb. Some of them. Oh. No. The teachers are dumb into the fact where they're buying into only focus on teaching to the test, which is the STAR test here in Texas. So I don't mean dumb as in educational wise. I mean as no one wants to stand up and stop these state mandated test, and they know that these tests are slowing children down. And so what they're doing is teaching to the test. So during the pandemic, I actually saw that. It was like, let me speed through this classwork and let's get to the STAR test.
Okay, so as y'all being mothers and you learned that during the pandemic, what do you do coming? Well, I don't know if we're out or if we're still in, but what do you do? Do you go to the education board? Do you go to the superintendent? Like, what does this look like? Because I remember taking the TOS test and I just thought it was a bunch of bullshit.
It is.
Thank you.
I truly did.
Thank you.
I truly did. So what do you do from that? Because some people just don't test well.
Some people black out and can make A's the entire semester, get to the test, black out and fail, and they will fail your child based on that test score. That is
but,
not
you know,
fair.
I also heard that if you go to the school and tell them you don't want your child to take the test, they don't have to take
I
the
didn't
test.
Go to the school and no, they didn't I have to take the test. Too, I had an affidavit. I made sure my children have never taken the STAR test. Mm-hmm. Ask my mother or anybody else. I always opt them out. First of all, they're in gifted and talented and they're in advanced placement, AP classes. So like when my daughter was in seventh grade, she was taking ninth grade classes. Mm. So she opted out and didn't even have to do eighth grade year. And that allowed her not to have to take the STAR test. Same thing with my 9-year-old. I opted her out. All you have to do is tell them I opt them out, have them test out, and they're done. My kids have never taken the STAR test. My okay. kids have not taken any immunization of vaccines, but that's another show. But let me just tell you that we are sovereign citizens and we're not following the rules like that.
Sovereign citizens.
Yeah, I want my child to know how to open a business, how to build generational wealth, how to get properties, how to get money without relying on the system. So they're not going to teach you that in school because you're just like kind of like a sheep in a herd. So
let me
that's
ask,
what it taught me.
What talent or what creativeness, Keisha, did you learn during the pandemic, if there was any?
During the pandemic, what I really honed in on was my business. I have a trucking company along with my better half, and we really got that started. He was doing it prior, but, you know, why we got to work under somebody? Like
hello.
You said, we got that entrepreneurship, baby.
Yes.
And this pandemic taught us.
We're breaking generational curses. We're not clocking in.
No, and for me.
And if we are clocking in, we're taking that money to put into our business.
Well, it taught me that we don't need to be underneath anyone. So
I love it.
We got our own authority. We got our own everything. And we got our own trucks.
Yes.
With an S.
Ooh.
Plurals. Plurals.
Yeah, baby, we're doing our own thing. So it taught me, you know, it gave me a push in my entrepreneur spirit. And it also taught me that I needed to settle down and spend more time with my children and my parents.
Your mini-me's, your little babies.
So that's what it taught me.
You know what else it taught me?
What did it teach you?
Some of these people out here been faking and shaking, y'all.
Really?
They did not have money the way that I thought they did.
Oh. I hope you weren't looking at no social media.
No, I was looking at lies. Let me tell you. Let me tell you something. No, not just social media, just the words out of people's mouths. Oh. Saying one thing and saying they had this, this, and then going on. And then all of a sudden, where are you? I'm just wondering. I didn't see you at the bank. I didn't see you getting any money or anything like that. And then I see you shut down to the fact where are you? Like, that's all I kept thinking in my head was a lot of people were trying to keep up with the Joneses. Mm-hmm. They had a facade that they were keeping up with. And it was almost making them miserable to the fact where they were grouchy all day because things weren't going their way. And really, it was because you are pushing yourself. You're pushing yourself. You're doing the same thing over and over again. You're not getting a different income, which is insanity. And that goes back to working for people, showing that they don't appreciate you. You put in your PTO, but they're not going to approve it. Because somebody else put in their PTO. When you got your own business, you don't have to worry about that.
Well, I get that too. So that's almost like something that I learned. And that's why I moved to being a server. I enjoy the corporate world. I truly did. But I was already a server before the pandemic. But I do enjoy that. And I enjoy learning that during the pandemic, I create a whole bunch of stuff. So I realized my talent during the pandemic because I had to be creative. I started making bracelets, you guys. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? And then I started twisting up rings. I started researching a lot of things. I started letting go a lot of things that I thought, some of my beliefs.
Yeah.
Started practicing a little bit more on my spiritualness side and just kind of connecting with people through social media. I learned during the pandemic that social media can actually be a good thing.
Yeah. Very good thing.
If you take the time to do it, because before the pandemic, well, a little bit before the pandemic, I had already cleaned up my contact list and my timeline. So now when I scroll through,
all positivity,
all of my stuff is positive.
Yes.
Everything is positive. There's nothing negative. And if I see something negative during it, then I'm not going to automatically just delete them. It's obviously something that they're going through. And I realized through social media that a lot of people are crying out for help.
Mm-hmm. You know
they
what?
Truly
they are.
And so that's why I'm like, okay, it's time for me to kind of come through, because mental health really showed its face.
It did.
During the pandemic.
Even with the movie stars and people in Hollywood.
Yeah, it took anxiety to a different level.
Yes.
People didn't know what to do just because, you know, your mind racing, everybody like the hustle and bustle of every day, and to have to bring it back and slow down. People really didn't know what to do with themselves. They had to sit in their own shit. It taught people to sit in their own shit, and people did not know how to deal
to
with
sit
that.
Down.
And,
yes.
And
to
and
sit
that's
down
why
because
a lot of divorces happened.
Because people had to be with their mate 24/7.
And they didn't know, and they did not know who they were.
They were still with the representative.
They did not know who they were.
They were still with the representative and did not know their mate.
They did not know who they were.
And that's not who they wanted to be with. It was just the hustle and bustle to make them feel like it meshed.
But actually, not the simple fact that they didn't know who they were. They didn't realize that that was not the person that they actually truly maybe possibly wanted to be with. Because once you're stripped from everything that I guess you that makes your identity, as far as your vehicle, as far as the restaurants that you go
to,
the house you live in, the clothes you shop with, when you are on that same playing field and you're not working and things like that, what are you doing? Who are you?
Yeah.
What's your identity? And that's why I was laughing about some of you parents in school, because y'all were going up to the schools basically fighting them teachers, talking about my child doesn't do this, my child doesn't do that. But when you got your child 24/7, sweetie,
you started seeing it.
That's your
it
damn
was.
Kid acting the hell up.
Your child does everything the teacher says.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
It may be worse.
Uh-huh.
And it also brought us down to reality of a lot of people were so in a robotic programming. You know, a lot of people didn't want to step out and do their passion. A lot of people didn't want to step out and do what felt good. They wanted to do what was just following a program schedule of I wake up at 8, I go to work, I get my kids at 3, and I never put anything into my dreams. I never put anything into my future. And it shook people to like, oh, wait a minute.
It made you remember your dreams.
Yes.
It made you remember your dreams. It made you remember who you are. It made you remember what makes you you.
And it gave you time to hone in on what it is that you want to do. Or because if you didn't have that time, like I said before, you racing, rushing, the hustle and bustle of daily life, that it made you sit down and think, It gave you time.
Are you chasing the right dream?
Right.
And it also, some people that had too much time, it showed them how you're wasting time.
Time, yeah.
Yeah, you're wasting time. You got all this time.
But and what you are you see, doing with it?
What are you doing? Why don't you put some work behind the words that you pray for?
But what is time? It's a man-made construct. But we'll get into that.
I mean,
that
we on the
time.
Clock right now, so, so that's it's a real time.
Time.
Now, well, that, I mean, but what
back
is
back and forth with the daylight savings and a fallback? Now I don't agree with that because why all the states don't do it? That's another master plan. If you know master, I'm the talking hell? About the masters on the plantation. I'm just saying,
what the hell?
The time they control the time.
You like, know
they
what?
Speed
we're
up
good
Halloween.
On
they speed up Christmas. They speed up all the holidays. Is what I'm saying. That's their way of controlling things. Time.
So basically, wrapping up during the pandemic, would you say it was a positive thing in your life, or would you say you're in a, still in the same place?
Because
I think it seems like we all had positive.
It. I had a positive thing, and it showed me who the fake friends were. The fake family are, you know, it showed you the fake companies. It showed you, it blew the top off of a lot of lies and a lot of facades. And I like that because now I know what I'm dealing with.
Well, yeah. And I don't know if they were fake or if I don't know if I've just outgrown some of no, those that, people. Because everybody is not supposed to go on the journey with you.
Right.
They're just not.
Both.
They're just not.
Both.
And if you are progressing and they're not progressing in the way, it doesn't make them lesser than you. It doesn't make you greater. It just means at this given point, we don't stand in the same light. And
that person, those people were always who they were. You just had time to
and
sit
that's what the pandemic showed me. Yes.
That this is who they are.
This
you know, they said
are.
You didn't have time to realize when they showed you who they were, you didn't pay attention.
I make the damn
so
time. I've always made
today,
the damn time
today.
I made the time today.
Mm. I'm sorry, every day.
Okay. Well, so Keisha, you've learned a lot of things during the pandemic. Was it positive? Do you feel like you're still in the pandemic?
Yeah, we just have to wear a mask to come in this building.
Yeah, I think it's quite.
But like I asked, is that the pandemic or is that reality? Because we don't necessarily have to wear the mask.
That's the pandemic that's telling them we have to wear the mask to protect ourselves from a COVID thing. So, to
but
me,
we're in Texas. We don't necessarily have to.
Man, Abbott don't care. Hot Wheels are telling you not to wear
okay.
mask. Hot Wheels got you.
We're in a killing state, you guys. Okay,
they don't give a damn. Okay, they're back on that lynch stuff. Okay, only the black folks dying out here.
I think it was a positive. The pandemic is a positive experience because it brought out a lot of things in me that I wouldn't have noticed or wouldn't have taken the time to fulfill if I didn't have to sit down and hone in on it. So.
Well, I have to say that the one negative thing about the pandemic is I lost a lot of family members, including my grandfather.
Yeah.
My grandfather died of COVID. So that part takes me to a different level of it. I started using both sides of my brain at that point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's the sad part about it. You know,
we lost a lot of people.
A lot of people lost family
I lost
members,
about nine
friends.
People.
Yeah, I lost a lot of family members as well.
But a lot of people, that means that they gained a lot of personal angels.
I don't want my grandfather's angel. I like him here with me.
Selfish. So you're going to let that man fly free. You're going to let that man fly free.
No.
For me,
give me your wings, Papa.
For me, I got to say.
Hey, I've been repoed. I want my Papa here with me.
She did say she was a taker.
Hey. Papa knew that too. That's how it started. He gave
but
me a
yeah,
plan.
For me, I got to say that the pandemic taught me that love is a true thing. And it's an energy. And despite all of the deaths, despite all of the misinformation that went out there, I have to say I saw a lot of love. And if it wasn't a lot of love for other people, I saw a lot of love coming in towards the family because they had to stick together.
Damn, I didn't get to see that part of the pandemic.
You didn't?
Never. My family, everybody turned on everybody. Mostly everybody turned on me. But I'm just saying, like, a lot of things happened and the pandemic showed me the real side of people, like, oh, they ain't never liked my ass. I didn't even know it.
Well, then that means that just kind of taught you what love is.
Well, like you said, also, you know? It showed me who's not part of my destiny. That
true.
Was God just getting rid of the gangrene. They were falling off.
True. It just removed a lot of space for me. I had a moment to remove a lot of different things so I can welcome a lot of different things,
right.
A lot of different love
transition
in my space. I didn't look at it as a negative. I looked at it as a positive. I got a chance to connect with you. And one other thing that I
connect
learned.
Connect with us.
Yes. And one other thing that I've learned is that people that are in their 40s can still have babies.
Ah, can Keisha.
Because Keisha, thought it was powder time, baby, for you.
He thought them eggs were scrambled.
And you know what? And I'm going to be honest. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to go out. 50. But before, sweetie, you were 39. We were in a pandemic, okay? I'm going to put it to you like
that's
this.
That's a pandemic, baby. Can she climb a refrigerator?
She can.
Okay. I believe it. She was talking the other night.
She's driving.
She drove her here today.
So I don't know what this pandemic, baby, is going to look like or how it's going to act.
She's
because
gorgeous.
I know that they have different like type of abilities or something like that during the pandemic. So we're going to see what that's going to look like. But no, honestly, before we go out, I'm serious. Congratulations on having a baby during the pandemic.
You
know what? And that's another topic because that was the hardest thing to do. Imagine your
you shouldn't have been so horny though.
No, I'm saying
locked up with your man.
Because of the pandemic, I had to go to the appointments by myself. Only one person could be in the delivery room. And if they left.
Not daddy?
Well, daddy.
Well, one person. One human.
One person.
But, or that's could come to the hospital, period. You couldn't have family come after you had the baby or anything. It was a horrible time.
It puts you back to a natural state of being a fucking animal.
And it puts you back to the natural state of, I got this.
Yeah.
I'm mama. If nobody else shows up, I always have to show up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even now. You know, mommy always has to show up.
I welcome it, but I'm also going to say, during a pandemic, if a 40-year-old comes to you talking about, hey, are you coming to my baby shower? I thought this heifer was just trying to get gifts during the pandemic. I thought her job had really just let her down, and she was down on her luck, and the girl was just trying to get gifts. But no, honestly, I'm proud of us of making it through the pandemic or surviving.
Wait. Guess what the pandemic did? It brought us together and we are on this podcast because of the pandemic. We were reaching out to each other more during the pandemic. That's when I got to know you more during the pandemic through social media. If it wasn't a pandemic, I just feel as though we wouldn't have had time to reconnect.
That's
think
true.
Of plans of having a podcast and being heard. That was our main passion.
I'm just playing.
This pandemic taught me who my friends are.
No, for real. It did. It brought
and
us
these are my friends.
No, it did. It did. Because it gave me enough time to kind of sit down and scroll through. And I saw you on there. And I saw Keisha on there begging for gifts for her new baby. And
that is like, because no one knew I was
okay. I'm like, no one. I'm like,
I
what
mean,
do
but
you?
Not through social media.
Oh, no. I knew through your mouth.
Yeah.
That same mouth that got you pregnant.
Did you have the baby when you? Anyways.
What?
So
oh, my God.
We're going to go ahead and we're going to leave. And we're going to talk about this at a later time. And
but
everything.
Wait, when I say stuff appropriate like that, y'all gotta play off on it. Like,
wait,
no one. I saw what you did with your mouth. Like that was like a.
Anyway,
I'm sorry, I laugh. Insider.
But I was never on the inside of that, so it can't.
You on the microphone, so you know what it is.
You guys, if you see what I'm, let me just be honest.
We're gonna
with
have
you.
Fun.
If okay. You see what I'm looking at,
all this sexing is, y'all. He, let me tell y'all, I got lipstick. Lip gloss between my thighs.
No, but thank you again for basically watching our episode.
John
episode 4.
He's
already editing because we are the worst humans in the world. But no, thank you for watching our episode 4.
It's from Clint
3.
Park, John.
2.
1.
No, this is 3. We're going to do it like the Astros did. It's that 3. They won on that 3. We went in on that 3. This is the 3rd episode. That's them streets. They don't understand. You halfway do. You know your man say, you know them streety bonics. Don't play.
I don't.
He lying, y'all.
I don't know that. I know a lot of different terminologies. Like,
I'm going to take you there. Let's go. We're going to go there after.
We're going to go ahead and go out, you guys. Thank you for checking out Elastic Conversations, our episode 3. And we love you guys. Stay tuned.
Yeah, and remember to click like and share, subscribe.
I love it when she say that. And it's V, because y'all know y'all, they've been having a problem with my
name. Today.
Well, today I want to bring up, it's Miss V. And then we got the lovely Juwan. And the beautiful Keisha, the filter face.
Are we going to call her filter face?
Yeah.
That's right.
Get into it, y'all.
Oh, don't say nothing about my
oh, God.
Don't say anything about what? Well, we gotta say something about the tea because this is how we're gonna leave.
No,
because this is how we're gonna leave, you guys.
Look,
and I was just waiting for y'all.
Every episode, y'all know how Jimmy Kimmel said we didn't have enough time for Ben Affleck. He's gonna say, I need some tea, not Delta Delta. Delta Dental, whatever. What?
First of all, don't make it seem like I need that many. Okay.
I think you
so
look
the
amazing.
Only thing that I'm going to say before we leave, like we always do, I have been through some things in life, you guys.
And
if anybody that and life has kicked my ass.
I was an addict.
Yes.
And
I've done all of that. And right now I am in the business of searching for some new parcels
John
or teeth or things
the
like
wig
that. Let me go ahead and know. Y'all can hit me up. Y'all can search for us on Instagram.
Yes.
We're done.